pack your bags and head to sunny Florida, because this week's Discovery checks into a quirky motel that's in need of some new marketing. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. There are plenty of quirky tourist attractions around the world, but no one does quirky attractions quite like Florida does. And in Home Sweet Motel, the first book in author Chris Gravenstein's Welcome to Wonderland series, a family tries to keep one of those quirky tourist attractions from going out of business. The story travels to St. Petersburg, Florida, where 11-year-old P.T. Wilkie is gearing up for a fun-filled spring break of hanging out at the Wonderland Motel, where he lives with his mom and grandpa. But when two guys in dark suits show up to inform P.T.'s mom that they'll have to pay the bank a whole lot of money in a month's time, the fun comes to a halt, and P.T. and his new friend Gloria set out to find a way to save the Wonderland. Now, while P.T.'s mom cuts back on expenses, P.T. and Gloria work to come up with some major money-making ventures. They make an entertaining team, Gloria with her uncanny business sense and love of CNBC, and P.T. with his grandpa's gift for storytelling. Together, they come up with some outrageous schemes, fitting for a state filled with fairy tale characters and tourist shops shaped like giant fruit. What follows is wild and crazy and action-packed, and loaded with wacky twists. The characters are lovably eccentric, but not nearly as much as the Wonderland itself. Decades ago, people came to visit its gigantic statues, ride its train, and listen to the madcap tales told by P.T.'s grandpa, Walt Wilkie. When that other Walt opened that other resort, things went downhill. But these two kids are determined to keep the motel afloat, and maybe even return it to the attraction that it once was. And as they come up with new schemes and attempt to hunt down decades-old treasure, readers of all ages will love following along. But is it worth reserving your room at this quirky motel? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you love the kitsch of a quirky roadside attraction, and you enjoy reading about clever kids, you won't want to miss this entertaining novel. You'll root for the characters, and when it's all over, you'll be eager to pick up the follow-up. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Home Sweet Motel by Chris Gravenstein is 304 quirky and clever pages long and is available from Yearling. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.